Hey, you know what I've developed, I would say within the past year?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And I used to make fun of people for this, but now I have this condition.
Gayness.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I came on here this morning with the express purpose of helping your show.
Did you?
And I don't appreciate it.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You laid out nicely.
But I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
In fact, I love the feel of a good box.
God almighty.
You can't play that out of context.
What do you mean? We were going to play it in context and let other people take it out of context.
On the little ticket.
All right, it's time for the break where we give you three candidates and you get to vote on it at 888-787-1310. And the emergency break of the week is brought to us by Classic BMW. Candidate number one from the hardline, Corby Davidson. He had kind of a tough day yesterday. In fact, his buddies on the hard line accused him of being baked yesterday. As he was in E! News, he was doing the very sordid story about Asia Argento and Anthony Bourdain and the accuser, Jimmy Bennett. That's the name, Jimmy Bennett. Corby misread the story.
I thought she was saying it was extortion.
Yeah, I think
like
so.
They paid him, her and Anthony paid him off to keep it out of the papers.
To shut him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to damage his career.
Now they're saying Jimmy Buffett accused her of sexual assault. Jimmy Buffett.
That doesn't make sense.
Jimmy Buffett.
How did he enter this scene?
That's like an Onion story.
Oh, wait. Jimmy Bennett. I'm sorry.
That's the kid's name is Jimmy Bennett. I'm thinking... Jimmy Bennett?
What the hell is happening today?
Jimmy Buffett.
Clearly he's high.
He is.
Clearly.
Baked. Not just high.
Yeah, Jimmy Bennett is the guy that accused her.
But now Jimmy Buffett is involved.
I was like, why did Jimmy Buffett get dragged into this? All he wants to do is drink margaritas and stay on the beach.
And eat cheeseburgers in paradise. And here's old.
That's a rough one. I love picturing Asia Argento sexually assaulting Jimmy Buffett. What an
so
odd.
Weird.
What an odd twosome. So there is Corby up for an emergency break of the week. Candidate number two is from The Morning Show, yes. Junior Miller. And he stumbled on a word that I think we all stumble on from time to time, and this was Junior's turn.
Well, CNN's column was titled, Illusion of Control, Why the World is Full of Buttons That Don't Work. And they specifically talk
Hello?
About placebo buttons.
I think Jer isolated it for us.
We
need to combine that with Trump's anonymous. Anonymous.
And, yeah, Junior trying to move on, and we're, what, huh? What? What was that? All right, one more time, the full thing.
Well, CNN's column was titled, Illusion of Control, Why the World is Full of Buttons That Don't Work. And they specifically talk about placebo buttons. You know, yeah. A guy's had a problem when he sighs.
Right.
Yeah, he did the groove sigh. That.
Well, CNN. Okay.
All right, so there's Junior, candidate number two. Candidate number three, often a guest on the Touchdown Brothers. In Philadelphia, Justin Montemayor. And he was having trouble with his voice over the weekend. I guess this is Monday. Was he filling in on Monday on Labor Day? And I guess, I don't know, he had a cold or allergies, and he's having a tough time with his voice and made this really funny noise.
He's definitely just waiting for him to say something. It's got to be a... oh, my God.
That's probably the best one so far.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to stop down the show for voice cracks, but that's
That's one that's worthy.
I don't even remember what I was going to say. I don't remember.
You're just going Nick Saban on me.
It's Lady Montemayor.
All
right, do the full thing again real quick.
You're eventually just waiting for him to say something. It's got to be a... oh, my God.
That's probably the best one so far.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to stop down the show for voice cracks, but that's one that's worthy.
I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Hey, Jer or Sean, do you happen to know where Monty sits when he does the show? Is it my spot?
Believe it's Georgie's spot.
Okay. Oh,
I believe.
No. He didn't sound well there.
Because I have a popcorn theory.
Uh-oh, what's that?
It's going to take a long time to explain.
A popcorn
theory. I'll tell you at a later date. I was going to blame popcorn for his voice cracking.
Okay. Yeah.
But if he doesn't sit here, then it's not him.
He's had multiple voice cracks.
Okay.
Like I hear the shortened thing just real quick.
B-A-U-P. B-A-U-P. B-A-U-P.
Anonymous.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Is it Corby? Is it Junior? Or is it Justin? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm going to vote for Monty.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hi, Mazers, long-time caller, first-time listener. How are you guys today?
Okay.
All right. Just want to get your recent thoughts on the Jean-Jacques Taylor tweet. I'll hang up and listen.
No, we're not going to revisit
that. You're talking about the Wings for P tweet?
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, George, you still hosting the Saturday Night Cockfight?
No.
Mm. Okay. Hello, Corby.
No, that's illegal. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Wasting away again in Marijuanaville.
There's a Corby vote. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would like to specifically vote for Junior Miller.
Okay, we got you down. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I would like to vote for Junes and also cast a second vote that Tier 4 employees not be able to win the e-break.
Hmm. I don't know about that. E-break's an e-break.
Corby's not a Tier 4 employee.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Burt Reynolds decomposing Merkin.
Oh, wow, man. Come on, man.
No proof that he wore a Merkin.
Give him a break. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Ooh, this is Craig Miller. When I got work today, I'm going to race home and enjoy exploring my body to bicycle porn. Ooh.
What? Well, I guess we'll take that as a junior
bad
vote.
Bad fake me.
That was pretty bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Welcome to my kitchen. We specifically have bananas and avocados.
What is that from?
That's crazy.
That's the dude who made fun of indie girl voice and sang,
Welcome to my kitchen.
That's right.
Got bananas.
Right. I knew I'd heard that before.
That's right.
Really creepy when he did it, though. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, give me the baked snake eating cheeseburgers.
Okay. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hello, this is Will. I'd like to vote for Corby Davidson.
How old are you?
I am 12 years old.
I think we've talked to Will before. Haven't we?
Shouldn't you be going to school or in school?
Uncomfortable.
Well, I should be, but I just want to listen before I go to school.
There you go.
Have your parents given you the birds and bees speech?
No, not yet.
Okay, hang in there.
Well, Gordo would like to right now.
Ask him about it today. No, ask him to give it to you today.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Corby and the Mandela Effect.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Corby Davidson.
I thought she was saying it was extortion.
Yeah, I think
like
so.
Her and Anthony paid him off to keep it out of the papers.
To shut him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to damage his career.
Now they're saying Jimmy Buffett accused her of sexual assault. Jimmy Buffett.
That doesn't make sense.
Jimmy Buffett.
How did he enter this scene?
That's like an Onion story.
Oh, wait. Jimmy Bennett. I'm sorry.
That's the kid's name is Jimmy Bennett. I'm thinking Jimmy Bennett?
What the hell is happening today?
Jimmy Buffett.
Clearly, he's high.
He is.
Clearly.
Baked. Not just high.
Yeah, Jimmy Bennett is the guy that accused her.
But now Jimmy Buffett is involved.
I was like, why did Jimmy Buffett get dragged into this?
Corby laugh. How many is that for Corbett?
That is his 59th win. He's 38 behind Norman Swank Hitzkus.
Mm-hmm. 59 wins.
Don't bring up Norm's favorite magazine.
Yeah, he loves Swank magazine.